This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly in Washington.
And I'm Ari Shapiro at a small village in Panama called Limón de Chagres.
We're standing at the edge of this beautiful river. I can see little fish swimming just under the surface. There's a small hand-carved wooden canoe floating under a tree. What does this body of water mean to you?
Ay, esa es mi vida entera. El río es la vida mi entera.
This river is my whole life, says 60-year-old Digna Benite. She smiles wistfully under her straw hat. She grew up here on the Rio Indio. She would play in the water while her father caught fish.
El agua tan clara, tan transparente, tan limpia que corre, que sube, que baja. Eso es una armonía para mí, el río.
The water is so clean and calm, she says. It rises and falls. For me, it's harmony. A long, narrow boat pulls up. Digna Benite and a younger man named Olegario Cedeño help us climb in, and we pull away from the shore.
The boat pulls over to the edge of the Rio Indio, and we climb up some steep stairs that are basically carved into the mud bank. Olegario, what are you showing us?
Aquí te voy mostrando dónde va a ser los
embalses. Here, I'm showing you where the dam would be, he says. The Rio Indio Dam. It doesn't exist yet, but authorities intend to start building it in just a couple years. Panama has been looking for solutions to a long-term problem. Every time a ship passes through the Panama Canal, more than 50 million gallons of fresh water from Lake Gatun pour out into the ocean. Nobody ever thought Panama could run out of water. It is one of the rainiest countries in the world. But a couple years ago, a drought got so bad that the canal had to reduce traffic by more than a third, which had a huge impact on global shipping. So Panama's looking for ways to get more water to the canal. And they've chosen this spot, a place Digna, Olegario, and more than 2,000 others call home. Digna looks out at the field where the canal authority plans to build the new dam. We stand in the shade of a wild coffee tree, the fragrance like honeysuckle wafting off branches full of white blossoms.
Señora Digna, when you see this place and you think about what might happen here, what goes through your head?
Siento como si nos hubieran muerto del viaje porque esa es nuestra vida.
I feel as if they would kill us because we wouldn't be surrounded by nature anymore.
Donde vemos los cafés que nosotros mismos con nuestras manos cosechamos. Tostamos, molemos, y hacemos el café y bebemos.
For example, this coffee plant that we're standing by, you know, I grab the bean, I take it, I toast it, and then that's the coffee that I have in the mornings.
It would be simplistic to say this problem is all because of climate change. Climate scientists say the data point to a more complicated reality. At the shore of another body of water, tropical birds squabble in the trees at the edge of the jungle. Lake Gatun is a freshwater reservoir created by the construction of another dam more than a century ago, during the creation of the Panama Canal.
My name is Stephen Patton, and I'm in charge of the physical monitoring program for the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute.
Patton has no view on whether the much smaller Rio Indio Dam should be built or not. What he does have is research, perhaps more than any other tropical rainforest in the world.
Our data goes back to 1880, when the French first arrived to start doing their construction. One of the first things they did was to install climate stations because they knew that rainfall was going to be an incredibly important thing.
As we walk down a modern metal dock, a startled iguana takes a swan dive.
It just jumped off the dock into the water and climbed up on a rock. I can see it down there now.
Patton says a couple years ago, that iguana might have landed on dry dirt.
Imagine, right now the water is only about 2 feet below the level of the dock. It was something like 10, 12 feet. We had to go down a ladder to get on the boat.
And for you as a researcher, is that like, this feels dire and frightening, or is it like, what an exciting thing to research?
Whenever you see a really impactful phenomenon, there's the scientist side saying, wow, that's really fascinating. But then the other human side says, ooh, that's really bad.
The drought was caused by El Niño, and scientists have not found a clear connection between El Niño and a warming planet. But Patton says there are some strange patterns emerging. The driest years in more than a century of record keeping have been in just the last decade.
So we don't know whether this is just an outlier, that it was just random, we just threw three double sixes in a row, or whether it represents the canary in the coal mine.
That helps explain why Panama is looking for ways to increase the supply of fresh water to the canal.
Right now, we are late by 6 years.
Jorge Luis Quijano was administrator of the canal from 2012 to 2019.
The funding for that project included, half of it was for actual environmental and social aspects.
What is your message to the people in the communities who would be displaced by the construction of this dam?
We're going to make sure that we relocate them to a place where they can continue with their life and probably improve on that. They're in areas where there's no electricity. So one of the things that this project could probably provide is also hydroelectric power. They have no potable water. We would have a potable water plant as well. They have a marginal lifestyle.
Nosotros somos felices aquí.
We are happy here.
Nosotros aquí tenemos el agua que nos llega a la casa también. Tenemos luz de noche, tenemos paneles solares que nos alumbran. O sea que nosotros aquí tenemos todo.
We have water. We have electricity because we have solar panels. We have everything here.
Back in the village of Limón de Chagres, Alejandrina Muñoz washes dishes as she prepares a breakfast of eggs, yuca, and coffee sweetened with sugar cane. Everything she cooks comes from her land or from the river. She says fresh water from a nearby mountain spring flows right into her home and pours out of the tap. If the dam is built, what will this place be?
Quedaría bajo el agua y nosotros dónde vamos a ir?
It would be underwater, and where are we going to go?
The Canal Authority told us they haven't yet decided where displaced people would be resettled. To Muñoz, this is the opposite of a marginal lifestyle. She experiences abundance more than hardship. Relatives who live in the city sometimes drive here to take extra food off her hands. There's a hand-painted sign in front of her house.
Y dice, por un Panamá verde y por respeto a la naturaleza, no queremos reservorio.
And it says, for a green Panama and for respect of the of nature, we do not want a reservoir or a dam.
As we walk through the village, most of the houses have similar signs. No a los reservorio, no to the reservoir, they say. Dozens of community members have gathered in a shaded outdoor meeting space next to the church to tell us how they feel. I ask the group whether anyone feels tempted by the life of luxury that the government promises. No, we won't accept it, they say. If anyone here supports the government proposal, we couldn't find them. After several people express their individual views, the group stands together and joins in a chant. Our river is not for sale. We will defend it, they shout. This is almost to a word the same chant that urban Panamanians yelled as they shut down wide avenues of Panama City last week, protesting President Trump's effort to take the Panama Canal. The villagers say this is a smaller version of the same argument. To them, it's about sovereignty and respect.